BC 7 for Tuesday, September 10, 1957.
The Ford Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby.
You're ahead in a Ford all the way.
Brought to you by Ford, the fine car at half the fine car price.
Say, by the way, Bing, I've been meaning to ask you, how do you like doing these little Ford Roadshow programs?
Oh, man, this is the way I like to operate, boy. You know, you dash in, you sing a song, you shout a few sincere words of praise for Ford. Back to the golf course.
Nice work if you can get it.
It's nice short work, and I got it.
Well, I think Ford picked the right fellow for this operation, all right.
I think so. I imagine, though, the Ford people did a lot of research on me, don't you think, before giving me the job? Confidentially, I think that they had me shadowed for years. Really, I do.
Could have been.
Also, it's quite possible they had Dr. Gallup do a poll on me.
Do you know the result of that?
Well, I'm sure that it's coming in soon, and I imagine people all over the country stated that they felt I was best in short doses. What do you think?
And that got you the job. Huh?
I was penciled in immediately. Really, Ken, I like this type of program. This is really something. I like the distance, you know, about 5.5 furlongs.
Yeah.
Not too far.
Would you care to sing something for us now?
Oh, I'm flattered that you asked me. You are sweet.
Nothing.
As a matter of fact, Buddy Cole and the boys are all primed, and they're going to accompany me on a song called Dark Moon.
Dark moon, all way up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they don't realize that love will sometimes bring dark moon. All way up high up in the sky, oh tell me why you've lost your splendor. Dark moon, what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love? Dark moon.
Say, Bing, did you ever see a Ford sales chart?
Well, I want to tell you, it looks like a profile of Annapurna. Up, up, up.
You're so right, Bing. Ford's by far the world's best-selling car.
And as a proud Ford owner, Ken, may I hasten to add that it doesn't surprise me one jot or tittle. For Ford not only outclimbs them in all in sales, it just plain outclimbs them all.
Oh, you mean on the mountains?
Yes, sir. Mother Nature has yet to come up with anything too steep or too big for Ford's Thunderbird V8 power. It's the most modern V8 in the industry, and it can be had in any Ford model.
Mm, how about that Thunderbird V8? Quiet as a mouse.
Oh, wearing carpet slippers. You got to listen hard to get the beat. Son Lenny tells me that it's Ford's deep block design hushing up the works. That's what he said.
Well, Lenny knows his engines all right.
Well, he's a practical fella. He's frugal, too. He loves the way Ford costs less to buy, less to run, less to trade.
Yep, lowest price to the low price three.
Got to be a big reason why all America's swamping their Ford dealers. Well, goodbye for now.
The Ford Roadshow, starring Bing Crosby with Buddy Cole's music, has been brought to you by Ford. Listen for the other Ford Road shows with the Morning World News, Rosemary Clooney, and Edward R. Murrow.
This is the CBS Radio Network.